Well, one of the great things about having Smokehouse Glenn come join us, meat.
Yeah, there's meats. What you brought some samples here today.
I got a couple. I can't sit still. I can't stop playing around. So this is one of the new snack sticks I have. It's a sweet maple bacon snack stick. I also have
those words should always go in that order.
Yeah, right. Well, and I also have a new one, a dill pickle snack stick and a Bloody Mary snack stick. Those are my three new ones that I have. So, and I still have all the other ones. So, and then I brought a little, this is Metwurst, and it's a German type ring bologna.
Sure.
A little coarser, a little smokier. It's got whole mustard seed in it.
I like both of these. This sweet maple bacon.
Yeah.
That's actually, I like that flavor.
It's really subtle, but
sweet and savory. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that one. That was one of my newer favorites.
So do you just lay awake in bed at night and go, what can we put together as a combination?
What can we whip up today?
You know, it is almost truly like that sometimes. I'll just, all of a sudden, it's like, you know, wait a minute. I got to do this. I got to try that. And I do.
That's the fun of it.
Sometimes people suggest things too and everything. So, you know, there was actually this Metwurst. I was, you know, having been in the sausage business all my life and stuff, I was familiar with it. And I had a couple people come in, and one guy in particular, and he was like, you know, Metwurst, can you make Metwurst? I go, yeah, sure.
And you did.
And I did. And now I got other people following it, and yeah, a good item. So,
Smokehouse Glenn back in the program here today with maple bacon.
Sweet maple bacon
snack sticks.
Yep. That's
you
good
get it
stuff.
All in a snack stick.
So does that mean that you also have sweet maple bacon at the shop if you want that?
Well, I have bacon. I have hickory smoked, applewood smoked, apple cinnamon, pepper bacon, Cajun bacon, camp bacon.
Your bacon doesn't cook away. I get it from you, you get a nice solid piece of bacon when it's done.
And, you know, we always slice it thick unless you want it some other way. But
is there any other way?
Let's have a little dose of reality, shall we?
With the campground in the back there, they'll come in and, I mean, they want like, give me a half inch thick or something. Quarter inch thick, and basically, throw it on a barbecue.
Give me pork belly and let's call it good.
Yeah, they throw it on a grill.
One of the things that we need to remind people about is, I mean, obviously, you know, you do things like this and the meats and everything that are there. But the reason that Don and I do Smokehouse Glenn is the vinegars.
Yes.
Variety of different vinegars.
Yeah, you've always got a bottle of that or some kind around here.
I just wrapped up the jalapeno.
Right.
Yeah.
With your salads and things.
Yeah. That stuff is just, it's phenomenal. I mean, it really does, you know, as a flavor guy, I mean, it blows me away. We did a lot of research to find out where we can get the best in the world, really.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I have like close to 60 flavors, I think. And I have yet to see somebody try it that hasn't tried it and not see their eyes just pop out like, oh my god.
What people don't realize about vinegar is the ability of vinegar in your system to increase the digestion of the food in your system. It helps and aids with that. So if you have digestive issues and problems or maybe some foods that don't agree with you, just adding a lot of vinegar to your diet cleans that right up.
Yeah. Right.
And then, of course, the olive oils, too.
Yes. Right. You know, so many of the flavors of the olive oils and stuff. But the dark balsamics and the white balsamic vinegars. And, you know, you got to come in and try. We have all of them there for you to have a little, you know, taste and everything. And it's, you know, mostly, you know, you think vinegar, but it's not like, you know, drinking vinegar. It's an aged.
It's flavored.
You know,
it's
my gosh. The flavors are just phenomenal.
So, anytime we talk to Glenn, we talk flavors.
Maple bacon.
Well, let's.
But you know, right now we're into. You know, I mean, with you know, holiday this weekend and summer coming on. I mean, I've you know, we've got into some seafood kebabs. This is a shrimp and a scallop one. I've got an ahi tuna one. Jeez. A swordfish one, a just shrimp one. Later today, I'm making the beef and the chicken kebabs. Yesterday, I cut my big tomahawk steaks.
And you have those ready to go.
Familiar with.
That's right.
You got those ready to go so you can just put them on the grill.
Yeah, they're all seasoned, everything, you know, on the skewers, ready to go. You know,
and you'll also answer questions if people got them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll help you out. You know, I mean, we're there to help guide you because, you know, there's some of the things you just don't see everywhere. And you might have some, you know, questions on how to cook it, what sure. to do with it, how to serve it, you know, what to do. So, yeah, we're there to help. We're there to answer questions.
Where are you at? How do they find you? What are your hours? What's the phone number to call?
We're out in Ishpeming, 1040 Country Lane, but it's right in the, you know, the Country Village complex there, you know, right behind McDonald's and Flagstar, I think. you know, right there, you know, across from Ace Hardware. And give us a call. We're open from 10 till 6 Monday through Saturday and 10 to 4 on Sunday. 485-4220. Give us a call if you got some questions. You know, we're not a huge store, but boy, we got it packed, and it's just amazing. I got every little nook and cranny filled with stuff.
He does.
Yeah, you do.
Stuff and samples out all the time. I got a whole bunch of new brats and stuff we did up too, and oh my gosh.
Well, if you're going to grill this weekend for the holiday, you're the guy to come see.
Come on out. We'll fix you up. Cut the steak the way you want it.
I'm guessing that you will be closed on Memorial Day.
No, actually, we will be. I mean, with the campground and stuff in the back there, we've just got a pretty good, you know, bit of action and stuff there. But it will be just till 4.
So you're open from 10 to 4
on Monday. So, yeah, we have to.
Okay.
I always remember not to eat breakfast on Wednesdays.
Always a good move. Glenn,
you guys
always
do get fed well.
Yes, we do.
Pleasure to have you in this morning.